Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed the broadcast for June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. We believe the checks and balances are the way to make America great again. Let's start with a recap of yesterday's show. We were literally live right after the horrible shooting that took place in Virginia at the baseball field. You got Democrats not there, except for the shooter. Interesting enough. Welcome to the broadcast. Details unfold and start with yesterday's broadcast. Continue today with more clarification. We had our guest on, by the way. Interestingly enough, is coincidental, or maybe not. We don't believe in coincidences. But nevertheless, the Almighty had Larry Pratt on the radio with us, gunowners.org. And Liberty Roundtable Live and Freedom Works and others condemning violence. And our prayers for Majority Leader Steve Scalise and others. Our prayers are with those folks. I guess Steve is in rough condition. The bullet went through his pelvis and caused all kinds of problems with organs and everything else. Senator Rand Paul says 50 to 60 shots were fired. In a dramatic eyewitness account, Senator Rand Paul described how he was just outside of the perimeter of the baseball field. I guess he was in like a batting cage or something like that. He saw Steve Scalise shot and wounded. There was a rapid succession of shots. Paul said on MSNBC, why Paul goes to the mainstream press every time there's an issue is beyond me. I guess Brad Winstrup, a House rep, he says it felt like I was back in Iraq without my weapon. Why nobody had weapons there is beyond me. I guess there was Capitol Police there for security detail for Steve Scalise because he's a leader. That saved everybody, said Rand Paul. And so anyway, interesting unfolding there. By the way, this is obliterated in the news with the shootings that have taken place. Another shooting took place yesterday in California, San Francisco area. UPS guy said he was overworked and treated unfairly and went ballistic with a gun. More and more and more shootings. As America turns their back on God, we become more and more of a violent society. But anyway, it's been confirmed now that Barack Obama had his own back channel to Moscow. So while they're attacking the Donald for maybe developing his own channels to Russia, turns out that a secret channel from Barack was to the Russians. Interesting indeed. But of course, that's not being covered at all. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, Senator Rand Paul, quote, if the Capitol Police wasn't there, it would have been he didn't say turkey shoot. He said it would have been a massacre. By the way, Fox News' Sean Hannity loses the first advertiser following his, quote, Seth Rich coverage. Students are now trying to solve the unsolved murder of DNC staffer. That's Seth Rich. Justine Coleman writes the piece. After months of courting, Donald Trump adds Cindy McCain. Who's that, you ask? Well, the wife of Senator John McCain, to his staff. Yeah, anti-human trafficking efforts. Refugees and humanitarian aid issues. Why you would push to get the wife of Senator John McCain on your team, I don't know. But that's far from draining the swamp, Donald. Another insider with ties to John McCain? Wow. Ed Gillespie narrowly defeats Corey Stewart in the Virginia Republican gubernatorial primary. So that's a sad tale. Because Corey Stewart was a Gunners of America endorsed candidate. So there you have that. Border Patrol chief reveals when border wall construction will begin, not till 2018. I'm telling you right now, the Republicans are dragging their feet to the point of they're failing at every turn. The only one doing anything of any substance that makes any sense is Donald himself. The Republican Congress, absolutely paralyzed, not prepared for leadership, that's to say the least. We talked about Carol Denise Richardson. She's 49 years old. She was one of those folks that was given clemency by Barack Hussein Obama, one of those drug addicts released from prison. Well, now she goes back to prison. Wow. We also played a clip from Seth Rich before he died questioning election ballot integrity. Very interesting. We wrapped up the hour by talking about a final two stories. Planet Girth is what it's called. Everybody's getting fatter than heck. 2 billion people, that's about a third of the world, are obese. 1 in 4, they say, battling fat-related diseases, experts say. There's ways to solve that. Look up 4 letters on the internet and learn, K-E-T-O. All right, Roy Moore campaigns for Senate on a shoestring and a prayer, writes Amy Yurkinen, or whatever it is. Anyway, Amy over there doing a good job. But again, this is standard. You know, you can tell when big money rolls out for a candidate, they're probably not one of us, right? Well, Roy Moore, in my opinion, one of the best candidates on the planet, lost his whole career over standing up for the 10 commandments and standing up for God-given, God-ordained traditional marriages between one man and one woman. Yeah, his career's been derailed on those two issues, and he stands strong every time. But strangely, poor Roy Moore has to run everything on a shoestring. That tells you, in my opinion, Roy's for real in Alabama. But where's all the support? Where's Rand Paul and Mike Lee and all these other insiders? I know I called them insiders. I get it, folks. Where are they in terms of raising money for Roy Moore to help him become a senator, huh? I don't see a single email. Interesting, isn't it? You know what? Whenever a radio network runs on a shoestring like we do as well, you know they're for real. All the other places get plenty of cash, and you kind of wonder, what's the difference? Why do they get all kind of money and we don't? Why do they roll out the red carpet and raise money for certain candidates, and then other ones don't even get a nod? In my humble opinion, the more true blue a candidate or a network or whatever the organization really is, the less money they seem to be able to raise. Sad, but true. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. We didn't have all the details. We reported the shooter was dead. Well, it turns out we were wrong. He was alive, but now he's dead. So slight clarification on that for accuracy reasons. But the guy's name is James Hodgkinson, 66-year-old Illinois man. That's the guy that shot and wounded multiple people during the GOP, quote, congressional baseball practice. Well, it turns out that he was a former volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. That's interesting, to say the least. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast. On that note, my friend, your thoughts?
Well,
you got a buenos dias first. Come on.
Okay. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. And your thoughts?
Bernie Sanders, I guess I've seen a picture of the guy. I'm just kind of shocked, you know. I mean, he certainly doesn't fit the mold or the role of, the standard terrorist or anything. He's not a, Middle Eastern guy or anything, you know. Here he is. I think he's probably felt robbed at the last election, and yet...
I wonder why, Kurt.
You know...
Maybe election fraud going on by the Hillary campaign, and no one wants to have the truth and honesty and integrity in elections and stuff? Now, that I'm not defending his actions at all, but I am getting or understanding his grievance, if you will.
Right, but, it seemed like he'd be going after... Hillary and crew, you know. But, you know, anyway, at least maybe he's just feeling like, hey, if the Republicans weren't around, then Bernie'd be there.
He was a Hillary supporter too, though, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
He was just for Bernie over Hillary.
All right.
But he's still a Democrat slash soft communist slash whatever agenda guy. Now, let's talk about this for a minute, because I think we need to get a few facts straight with regards to this. James Hodgkinson, the shooter. Let's talk about him for a second. There's a few points people are going to make that I reject. We'll do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Right what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I want to get a few things straight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think anybody's going to bring this up except for me. You need critical thinkers on the scene. And I claim to be a critical thinker. And I claim that most folks just jump to conclusions. And, you know, most folks are just followers of the pack. I'm not. I'm a leader. I'm a critical thinker. And I don't go along with a lot of what's done. James Hodgkinson is 66. And people want to make a mountain out of a molehill that he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't like this tying people to people idea. Look, we're responsible for our own actions and nobody else's. And nobody else is responsible for our actions. In other words, this James guy, James Hodgkinson, okay, just because he supported Bernie Sanders, just because he, whatever, that shouldn't relate to Bernie in any way. Okay, it's sad that he was on Bernie's campaign and all that stuff, but I don't like tying people to people in that way because it's wrong. Let's say all of a sudden somebody goes ballistic that was a Liberty Roundtable supporter or listener or whatever you want to say. That doesn't mean I'm responsible in any way for the actions of a deranged or a sick or a wicked or an evil person. All right, so let's stop the tying people together based on freedom of speech, freedom of action, thought, conscience, etc., from horrible actions. All right? I don't like that, and I reject that narrative because I've never promoted any violence. And I don't know that Bernie Sanders has promoted violence either. Okay? Now, I know there was violent supporters of Hillary Clinton and stuff out there. We saw the James O'Keefe videos about all that. I get it. So somebody is a provocateur. Somebody is ratcheting up violence and evil. There's no doubt about it. But let's not literally connect speech and freedom of thought and conscience with the actions of evil. Because it's not a fair association. And just as easy as it can be blamed on Bernie, oh, this guy James was a Bernie supporter, and therefore, and now I hear people going, hey, when will the liberals realize that speech matters and the things they say matter? I get all that. But we ought not do that, because pretty soon you're going to back into a hate speech discussion, and pretty soon it's going to be death speech, and pretty soon it's going to be tied to the conservatives as much as the liberals, okay? And this is where government goes wrong oftentimes. When the Republicans are in power, they want all kinds of capabilities and power. And then when the Democrats get in power, they're like, oh, man, we shouldn't have given so much power to the... Yeah, you shouldn't have. What you got to do is obey the law. What you got to do is realize that people are responsible for their own thoughts, beliefs, actions, opinions... And that shan't be tied to another. That's number one issue here. Number two, we need to reject this lie. Okay, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's probably going to be in the mix for maybe a presidential campaign in the future, says, quote, there are too many guns on the streets and work needs to be done to increase background checks and close the gun show loophole. So coming right out of the gate, turning it into a gun control discussion, what a tragedy when we take this horrible action and turn it into political rhetoric and agendas. Okay, can't we just mourn what happened for a minute? Can't we come together and say it's horrible and our prayers are with those who are suffering? All right, but if we're going to turn this into political speech, let's not have sitting government bureaucrats do it for their own political agenda. Let's leave it to commentators and others such as me. Why me? Because that's what I do. I comment on the news and I make political points and focus on these issues. And my response is this. Thank heavens we had the Second Amendment for the Capitol Police. And as Larry Pratt wisely pointed out on the broadcast yesterday, too bad we didn't have somebody who could have taken action sooner. Where are all these congressmen and senators with their right to keep and bear arms? In fact, a couple congressmen now are saying, I have carry permit. I didn't used to carry a gun all the time, but I'm going to start right now. Amen. Good for them. We need good, honest, law-abiding people with guns. And that's what stopped the crime, and that's what stops crimes like this every time. What would have happened if the Capitol Police weren't there? Rand Paul said it would have been a slaughter. It would have been an absolute disaster. All right. And so guns in the hands of good guys always protects innocence. So let's not get confused on that debate. But I'm not about to tie somebody's horrible, evil actions to kill to the free conscience of someone. Just because someone thinks different than I do politically, just because they think they're a Bernie Sanders supporter, I'm not going to make hay out of that. Okay? This guy had all kinds of brushes with the law in the past, from petty theft to all kinds of problems with his business to, you know, he was a landscaper and an outdoor guy and a fix-it man and some of these other things. Okay? He had all kinds of brushes with the law, assault and battery, I guess, that got dismissed, a bunch of other charges. The guy had troubles. He was out practicing with his gun, target practice in his yard, and his neighbors freaked. Okay, that's the history of this guy. He was very politically active and very, very politically critical. But all I can tell you is let's do things to calm down this horrible rhetoric, this evil acts by those who feel disgruntled. Let's talk about the reasons they're disgruntled, because they're legitimate. What's not legitimate is taking that to the next ratcheted up level and then tying that to innocent people. Bernie Sanders, folks, I don't agree with hardly anything Bernie Sanders ever says or does. But I will tell you that he's not in any way linked to, tied to, or responsible for the actions of this evil, whacked out gentleman that's now met his maker, James Hodgkinson. We need to be very careful about this, because you know what? Pretty soon they'll back into Sam Bushman's involved in hate speech, and that's an absolute lie. Okay? I want to ratchet down the rhetoric. I want to ratchet down the violence. I want to ratchet down the discord, the divide. All right? And all I'm telling you is it's horrible. I pray for those who got shot. I pray that we can wise up and turn to our God for solutions. And I pray that we can erase these divisions that are causing the problem. Now, Kurt wisely pointed out right before the break, and I want to return to that. which is this. You know what? The guy was disgruntled over the elections. He felt like, hey, Bernie Sanders was ripped off by Hillary Clinton in the elections, that there was dishonesty and election fraud, tampering. I don't know what words you want to use. At the heart of this, and he felt disgruntled, and then he felt like the Democrats got ripped off. And, well, it is true that liberals and Democrats have been melting down ever since Trump got in office and ever since the Republicans had a landmark win, if you will. Well, to me, it's not about partisan politics, but it is about people feeling like, well, while the mainstream people and the government and the media and the Republicans and Democrat insiders say there was no election fraud, they're attacking Donald over election fraud, but yet they say there's no fraud. But yet this guy was mad because Bernie Sanders, his guy, was out. And how does all that work, Kurt? How do they have it both ways? There's no election fraud, but yet there is, but yet there's what? How does all that work, Kurt?
Well, that's a great question, Sam, and I don't even know, where to go with it.
Well, just start with the idea that they're peddling fake news. There is election fraud, and they know it.
Good point. That's a great point. People feel like their efforts don't make a difference. They feel like the game is rigged. This guy apparently, you mentioned he had a long criminal history. It seems like every time we see one of these kind of things, they've got, a rap sheet long as your arm or longer. I guess he moved from his home in Illinois to Virginia a couple months ago. He'd been living out of his car.
it's just he felt typical like... Typical no spouse, right?
Yeah. Well, not that I can see. Apparently he had a run-in with he had an assault charge for punching his female neighbor. This is back in 2006.
No, I'm not saying just because the guy was single that causes anything. We need to be careful of this cause and effect thing. There's a lot of single people that are great people. Don't misunderstand the point. However, what I'm telling you is the more people have no connection to God, the more people have no connection to family, the more people feel disenchanted or have no connection to country, then the less respect for life, liberty, and property they end up having, folks. And the reason that I bring this up is, let's set aside all kinds of partisan agendas. The reality is, if we can tie people to God, family, and country and give people hope for the protection of life, liberty, and property, the greater chance that we'll have a safe, stable, respectful, polite society. The more likely people will feel like part of something. But basically, this guy's life, through his own choosing and maybe the decisions of others, was slowly but surely disconnected from everything that people should and would hold dear. And then they never bring up, was this guy on psychotropic drugs? You gotta wonder, folks, but of course they're not gonna talk about that at all. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. This is news the networks refuse to use, that's for sure.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A lot of people are talking about the federal budget proposed by the president and the fact it makes significant cuts into the massive federal food stamp program. Many people say it will be a disaster for poor people. The Democrats are saying that, some in the media. However, supporters of the budget proposals point out that they are remarkably similar to reforms adopted by Congress in the 90s, many of them done by President Clinton. Essentially, the proposed reforms require people receiving food stamps or other welfare benefits to go to work. An update on the murder rate in Baltimore. On track to pass 340 murders committed in 2015, more than 140 people have died in the last 5 months, making the period the highest on rate. People are finding high-capacity magazines at crime scenes increasingly common. Baltimore police say larger magazines are surging. Maryland's legislature passed the Firearm Safety Act 4 years ago. 45 types of weapons were affected. The legislation banned the sale and manufacture of high-capacity magazines at that time. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so I'm doing the very best we can to reduce the rhetoric, reduce the violence, reduce the trouble, and point people to the solutions, which are God, family, and country, and the respect for and the protection of life, liberty, and property. These are key words that have defined Liberty Roundtable live for a long, long time, folks. And all I'm telling you is that I'm convinced that we haven't seen nothing yet, folks. I pray that's not true, but I predict it is true. There are a lot of talk show hosts in the news now, and they're talking about civil war. They're talking about the violence getting out of control. This hails back to the 2008 statement that Barack Hussein Obama made, which was they're going to create an army. What Barack meant, nobody really knows, but we're starting to see more and more and more of it. Black Lives Matter getting into the mix, more and more violent folks on the liberal side getting into the mix, more and more violent folks on the conservative side getting into the mix for whatever reason. Trump haters are everywhere, Trump supporters getting abused and violated and beat up. And it's getting worse. Trump supporters abusing others. We're starting to see more and more protests in the public square. Now, some might think this is spontaneous, but I don't think so. I think there's an agenda behind it. Nevertheless, Donald Trump is literally under siege. They will not stop until Donald is drummed out of office by hook or by crook, folks. So now, special counsel Robert Mueller is now investigating whether Donald Trump tried to obstruct justice. Officials say, okay, Trump gets sued on Wednesday. So you got this massive lawsuit against Donald. 196, quote, congressional plaintiffs filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. The basis of the lawsuit is a little known, and I don't know how you say this, emoluments clause? Emoluments clause? Because President Donald Trump is allegedly receiving foreign money through the Trump Organization, quote, without congressional approval, he is supposedly violating that clause. The emoluments clause, by the way, has never been litigated. And if the suit is found to have, quote, standing, then the Democrats will have discovery of Donald Trump's financial records, including his tax returns. Democrat courts will judge shop in this case. They'll look for a judge appointed by Obama or Clinton to get their case heard. Daily Wire had the details. Now, I bring this up, Kurt, because they've got it out for the Donald like you have never seen before. Whether they'll be successful or not, time will tell. But it turns out that I think some Republican insiders are involved here as well. Where this goes, nobody knows. But it's interesting to me that James Comey, literally a leaker, a dirty cop, well, there's no ratcheted up allegations about him, but now Donald was not under investigation, said Comey over and over and over, but now they say he is for possible obstruction of justice. Pretty grandiose charge. Charges worthy of impeachment. Do you think this thing has legs, Kurt? Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, it's got support of a lot of lamestream media, Sam, and that's, like you said, that's basically their goal to either disrupt or delay the Trump, candidacy and the president and his stated goals, or to eliminate him, I think. Some in the more gruesome fashion than others. Some want to, at least they've shown with some of these plays and these different things that they're, you could sure say, man, if the shoe were on the other foot and some comedian had cut off a fake Obama head or some, public or government-funded theatrical thing was killing Obama, there would have been heck to pay. I'm convinced. And yet now we're supposed to look at it like it's just, it's art, and you just leave that stuff alone. I mean, it's a mess.
Now here's what I find fascinating. They're saying Donald's getting paid through his organizations. But remember, Donald didn't take a salary. He dedicated it to other government agencies. Now, the interesting thing about this is when you say Donald's getting paid from his organizations, I'm not sure how all that works. But remember, Hillary had an organization that brought in a lot of money too, Kurt, and there was some talk about it. But now Hillary's is buried and it's been replaced with the Donald Trump drumbeat. But isn't it very similar? Donald has an organization, he's getting money. Hillary had an organization, she's getting money. Now they would say, well, Hillary was never president. So now do we have a situation where a president's different from a, what was Hillary's position before, Kurt?
Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I mean,
so a Secretary of State, it's okay, but a president, it's not okay. Do you see the game we're playing?
It's not okay either way, but
of course not.
From what I can see, there's just, it's kind of like Pat Buchanan when he said, "Where's the crime here?" There's just nothing here, but that's not going to slow him down.
Well, it depends on how you define nothing, Kurt. There is fake news here. There are lies here, big time. Mm-hmm. So you're right if you want to say there's nothing here in terms of they've all taken money from all kinds of sources and, the debate is what's legitimate and what's not when. And I'm convinced that Hillary's situation is much worse than the Donald's. At least Donald had a legitimate business going on. In other words, he was a businessman with legitimate operations until he became president. And he separated himself from a lot of that. But Hillary, what did she have, Kurt? What was her thing? A nonprofit? What?
Well, I
money
mean,
laundering
she
scheme.
Had Whitewater. She had.
Oh, a bunch of them. You're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been, at least in my opinion, if you really want a clean house, let's do investigations of everybody.
Yeah, but see, they're not even looking at Hillary. In fact, the chant was "Lock her up." By the Donald, and now not a single thing is being done, really. In fact, Hillary's not even really being looked at, is she, Kurt?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, if so, it's somehow not in the news that we can see anywhere. So how that all happens, I don't really know, but I submit to you that they are absolutely going for broke to remove the Donald. I don't know what they're going to do when they get Mike Pence there, because he might be even more pro-life than Donald, Kurt. And if that's the case, we might actually get pro-life needle moving our way for a change. I hope that's the case. Now, I don't really wish ill on Donald. But frankly, I'm not here to defend Donald in this case either. I don't know the truth. I don't know how much Donald influenced Comey or this or that or whatever. Comey walked a very fine line. No, Donald didn't force me to do this and that, but now I'm really concerned because Donald did that. Sounds like to me Comey's speaking out of both sides of his mouth, Kurt, as far as I can tell. But who's going to determine if Donald Trump did obstruct justice, Kurt? Who's going to determine that? Do you want to know the answer?
You mean for real or just for fake?
For fake, Kurt. All we're talking about is fake news right now.
Well, then that's just going to be, you know, the New York Times, the different...
In bed with the Justice Department.
Oh, good point.
Which is full of long-timers because Donald didn't drain the swamp, right? What if Donald would have put Sam Bushman in charge of the Justice Department, sir? What do you think would be happening then?
I think the swamp would be draining pretty heavily.
I'm just saying. Now, I don't mean to be offensive to anybody, but I'm pointing out this reality. What if Donald had put a good guy in charge of the Justice Department, like a Richard Mack, or a Kurt Crosby, or a Sam Bushman, or a Judge Napolitano, or a Judge Roy Moore, or a Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., or Joe Arpaio, or, in other words, what if you might say, well, Sam, you're not even qualified, and my response is, okay, good luck with that. But anyway, no matter what, there's so many people I can think of that I'd put there, Kurt. But do you think would be into this? But what Donald really did was he had James there, a leftover from the Barack, Hillary, whatever. And then he replaced James Comey with who? A George Bush insider, right?
Well, this Mueller guy, apparently, he's been employing or, you know, getting a bunch of guys around him that are, you know, big time Democrat supporters.
But he's like special counsel. Who's the leader of the Justice Department, Kurt? Who's the leader of the FBI?
Well, as far as I know, as far as I can tell, though, you know, he serves at the whim of the president of the executive.
Who,
so
Robert?
I think, this Mueller guy.
So hold on, this insider that's tied to Democrats serves at the pleasure of the Donald. But Donald can't fire him because it would be a conflict of interest.
I think he could fire him in a heartbeat.
Of course he could, but he won't. They've already said that he's not going to, Kurt. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, let me lay this out for you folks. Who leads the Justice Department, Kurt? Do you know?
Isn't that Sessions?
Yes, sir. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
All right.
Now, I don't know if you know, but the annual budget. Do you know what the annual budget of the Justice Department is, Kurt?
I guess it'd be billions.
In 2015, it was $31 billion. 113,500 plus employees.
So that'd be $31 billion. That's 3,100 million dollars. Or no, that's
31,000.
Anyway, it's just a bunch
of
them.
You can't even figure that out, buddy, without a calculator, okay? You'll get your zeros off and be all confused. There's so many zeros there. All right, now, let's be very clear.
How many employees did you say?
113,000. Okay, now, let me ask you, how does the Attorney General get put in place, Kurt? Do you know?
Well, as far as I know, the president chose him. But what about all 100-something thousand of the rest of them? You know.
All right, so it happens by Donald picks the guy, then the Senate gives advice and consent or confirmation, and then it happens, right? And so, you know, the question becomes, what is Jeff Sessions going to do about this? Is he going to go ahead and let Robert just, rule outside of his authority? And how does that all tie to the president? So you got to ask the question, is the Justice Department an independent agency? Now, listen to this. They say this. The president is an administrative agent whose enabling statute is the Constitution. Right? The Department of Justice is a cabinet-level executive department position, but it functions as the administrative agency. In other words, Kurt, what you need to do is just shut this organization down entirely. It's not providing justice. It's providing political attack dogs to compromise the office of the president. Donald put this guy in place. Jeff is going to sit back and say, I don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole, while Robert Mueller, a big old installation from the Democrats, abuses Donald. And then Donald can't fire him because then it's a conflict of interest, they claim. See, this is all one big lie. Donald should get rid of Robert Mueller in about 3 seconds flat and shut down the Justice Department, thus saving Americans $31 billion a year, getting rid of 113,000 unconstitutional government employees. And you know what? If there's obstruction of justice, there's one group that should be handling this question. You know who that is, Kurt?
Ooh, let's see.
Think about your checks and balances constitutionally. That's right. Congress. If Congress has a problem with the Donald and they feel like Donald obstructed justice, then Congress can look into that, right, Kurt?
Yep.
But when you have this situation where this is all executive and somehow Donald can't do anything to preserve himself, but at the same time he can't testify, but yet he can't fire somebody, but yet he can't look into it, but yet he can't, and the Congress just sits by and plays baseball games. No wonder we've got a problem in the Republic, folks. You got to return to the checks and balances that made America great. You don't find any discussion of Justice Department in the Constitution at all. And you certainly don't have a scenario where Donald can pick a guy and then that guy can sit by while some, what do they call it, a special counsel, Kurt? Where in the Constitution is the special counsel laid out? Can you help me with that one?
Gonna have to read it in between the lines, I think, Sam. It'll be the invisible print.
See, and this is my problem with the whole thing. It's all an absolute scandal. But, Kurt, do you think that Donald has any willingness to deal with this properly? The only way to solve this is shut down the Justice Department entirely and say it's an absolute rape of justice. It's a mockery. It's a political, it's a weaponized political agenda-driven compromise for the supreme law of the land. It's a violation of the oath of office of president to even incur such an abuse. They should never have it. By the way, when was the Justice Department created, Kurt? Do you know that?
Sometimes after 1789, I would say, you know.
Okay.
I just don't know. Probably about 60 years ago, something like that.
All I'm telling you is July 1st, 1870.
Oh, it's way back then, 1870.
Well, we're talking about
I'll bet you it had a whole lot less, let's see, 1776. Yeah, that's basically 100 years later. I'll bet you that there was a whole lot fewer employees back then. Mm-hmm.
Now, they say that it was handled to involve all criminal prosecutions and civil suits, which the United States had an interest. But what about when it's the president, Kurt? Right? By the way, Ulysses S. Grant signed the bill into law. The Confederate States set up the Department of Justice. Now, I bring this up because didn't America exist for like, what, Kurt, 100 years before that? Or about 90 years?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
We got along fine without it. But in my opinion...
Is that part of the Make America Great Again?
To get rid of it? You would hope.
Yeah.
But the Donald's stuck on stupid and he's afraid. He's afraid that he'll get impeached by Congress because the Republicans will betray him, Kurt. The Republicans
could stop an
impeachment.
He used that whole fired thing pretty good when he was doing The Apprentice and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but now, Kurt, it's a little different.
It's true.
The Donald could get tossed in the clink by the inaction of Congress, the violation of the checks and balances, while political hacks weaponize unconstitutional agencies. The IRS has been weaponized against the American people for decades, Kurt. Now the Justice Department is being weaponized against the Donald by the liberals. Congress sits by and plays baseball while Donald shakes in his boots and can't do anything about it because he didn't drain the swamp and put a good guy in charge. Now, Kurt, am I off base on this?
I wish I could say yes, Sam, but it's pretty...
Why would we ever have a Department of Justice that violates the checks and balances, Kurt? Why would we give the president this authority and then say it can investigate the president? Now, Jeff's doing nothing, right? What's Jeff doing about this, Kurt? What is Mr. Jeff Sessions doing...
Say anything about it.
About Robert Mueller. Now, how did the special counsel get created, Kurt? Who created that?
Oh, this has been around for quite a while. And
who created the special counsel to look into...
What, Watergate?
Donald. Okay, is the special counsel, quote, re-impaneled every time we need it? Or does it just exist all the time, Kurt?
It's just another excuse for spending more money on people we don't need, I think. But, it's just my opinion.
How did we create the special counsel, Kurt? Do you know?
Unconstitutional action?
What exactly is a special counsel?
It's
because you remember how you kind of talked about recent times, Kurt? When I said who created the Department of Justice, it was a recent times idea in your mind?
Right.
All right. What you need to do is look up special counsel.
All right.
What is a special counsel? What's a special prosecutor? How does one get, quote, appointed by whom, when? Mm-hmm. All right. The United States Office of Special Counsel. Is that what it's called, Kurt?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. It's got the official seal. Formed January 1st, 1979, sir. Jurisdiction, federal government of the United States. Headquarters, District of Criminals.
Whoa.
Guess how many employees they have? They're small, Kurt. They're tiny.
Okay. 1,000?
No, tiny.
What are you talking about? Okay, 20.
122.
122.
They got a budget of $20.369 million.
Oh, boy. You know, you just track it every time. We just got way too much money being spent by way too many bureaucrats.
All right. The United States Office of Special Counsel came from four statutes.
Uh-huh.
It's a permanent, listen, supposedly independent federal and investigative prosecutorial agency whose basic legislative authority comes from these four federal statutes. The Civil Service Reform Act, the Whistleblower Protection Act, the Hatch Act, and the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. Right? Now, this is a problem. Because if you don't think that the Justice Department violates the checks and balances, which I happen to think so, this outgrowth called the special counsel that is independent, if you will. So you got Donald with a appointed slash confirmed by the Senate guy in Jeff Sessions sitting on the sidelines. Now, he's supposed to investigate, but he can't because this special counsel now does the dirty work. They say this organization is charged with good governance within the federal government. So what you've done is you've literally created all these unconstitutional agencies that create these, quote, violations of checks and balances that now has checkmate for the Donald. Congress playing baseball on the sidelines while Jeff Sessions is in stalemate. He's like a pawn that can't move anywhere. While the special counsel does the dirty work as a politicized, weaponized, supposedly independent organization. All right, when we come back next hour, we'll drill into this more, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. How many critical thinkers are talking about this, huh? This nation shall endure.